And a name that is certainly familiar to Gator fans. He is Brad Beal. Brad, of course, now playing with the Washington Wizards. Brad, welcome back to Gainesville, and good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Brad. First of all, let's get the bad news out of the way, Brad. How'd you get injured, and where are you now in that process?
I got injured earlier this year. I mean, it's been an injury that's been lingering on all year. At first, I thought it was an ankle injury, and then I got several MRIs, and finally, after my third one, they told me it was my fibula. So, I mean, it's definitely like a stress reaction, close to a stress fracture. So now I'm in the process of just resting it. I'm out for the rest of the year, so really just laying low and just watching my team do what they did.
This first year, your rookie year, Brad, you did great. What was the biggest adjustment for you from college to the pros?
I guess the mental approach to it. And I just realized how good these guys really are. And being focused for 82 games. Because it's a long year. It's like 2.5 college seasons to one. So definitely taking care of your body was one. And also just being prepared every game. Because it's always going to be a challenge, especially in my position.
I know things aren't where you want to be, wins and losses, but you've got John Wall, you. Do you think this is a team that, you know, with some help, is going to get better as you go along?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, we were already making strides when John came back. And with myself and John, and then they had a lineup. We were 15-7. So, I mean, we had one of the best record days since he came back. But I think injury is what's really killing us. I mean, we definitely could be a playoff team as long as we have everybody healthy and we're all in one.
Did you watch the Gators run in the NCAA tournament?
I did. I'm pretty proud of what they were able to do. Fortunately, they came up on the short end of the stick, but I mean, I can't really fight what they accomplished this year.
I want to ask about what Billy, you know, only had 1 year here, Brad, in the program, but as you know, Billy has sent a lot of guys to the NBA. Did what he and the coaches teach you really prepare you for the NBA?
All the coaches did. Coach Donovan just the system in itself, the way he coaches it. Like, it's similar to the NBA style. A lot of pick and roll, a lot of spreads. Just let guys have fun and play ball, basically. And he definitely prepared me, especially for after the season. He worked me out a few times to be able to get me ready. And I definitely took my hat off to him to give him a lot of thanks because he's one of the reasons why I'm in the NBA defense.
When you got to the league, I can only tell you how I'd feel, Brad. Wow, I'm playing against this guy, or I'm playing against that guy that I always watched. Did you have that feeling when you first started playing?
Yeah, almost every game. Because it's amazing. Because you see, like, you're going to get LeBron, Kobe, D-Wade, and all these other great guys. You're looking, like, you're guarding them. You're like, wow. Like, I mean, you're playing against them, but, I mean, you can't show that because they'll just kill you. But I know at the same time, I'm just in the back of my head, it's like, wow, I actually just accomplished my dream and goals. And it's pretty cool to be here.
Did you ever get a time when you felt, or when did it click in, like, yeah, I belong here? You know, I know I'm good enough to play in this league. Was that right away?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I always give myself that confidence, and my teammates did as well. I always have something to prove. And that's what I wanted to do, and I think I did a pretty good job throughout my first year. I'm doing that. I mean, I had a few ups and downs and hopes to learn the process, maybe me being a rookie, but I'm definitely proud of what I was able to accomplish this year.
Two last questions for you, Brad. Brad Beal is our guest here on Sports Scene on ESPN Radio 850-900, 100.1 FM in Ocala. You always hear, Brad, about rookies having to do stuff in other sports. Do rookies have to do certain things as rookies in the NBA, too?
You mean the tasing?
Yeah.
The rookie tasing?
Yeah.
We do, but I have great vets, so I didn't have to do anything but carry a bag of Gatorade after every game. That's all they got to do.
That's interesting. Finally, John Wall. I know he's a really good player, too. You play alongside him. What do you see with John Wall when he takes the floor?
Oh, man, just a guy who's very passionate, full of energy. He has energy 24/7, and he's smart. He has a very high IQ for the game. And it makes players around him better. It makes life a lot more easier for players like myself who love to catch and shoot and other guys who can just dunk the ball. So, I mean, when he's out there, it just makes our team that much better. And with him shooting the ball well now, I mean, it just makes it pretty hard to beat. So whenever we have guys healthy, like I said before, whenever John's playing on top of his game and everybody's following suit, I like our chances as anybody.
Brad, I did think of one more thing to close. Obviously, you had the skill set that was good enough to be drafted in the first round and play well right away in the NBA. When you started playing exhibition games and things like that, what part of your game did you really, if any, did you really have to improve on and get better at when you started playing for real in the league?
Probably the biggest thing is adjusting to the three-point line because it's so far out. Like, you don't really realize how far out it is. So you just have the NBA line out there rather than having a high school and a college line. So yeah, I think that's probably one of the biggest adjustments, and just dealing with contact. It's just, you run scoop off fouls, but at the same time, when you're a rookie, you're probably ever going to get a call. So just being able to be mentally tough and fight through it and adjust to the three-point line was probably my biggest problem.
Well, Brad Beal has certainly given Gator Nation cause to be very cheerful. Terrific rookie year, and one more Gator in the NBA. Brad, thank you for taking time to talk back to Gainesville, and hope that rehab goes well for you to get back healthy quickly.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
You got it, Brad. Brad Beal joining us here on Sports Scene.